then I think we should go ahead and approve it.
But you're also saying this is a result of a referendum.
Student referendum, yes.
Which, you know, I certainly think from that standpoint, we should follow with that student recommendation.
I agree with that.
I think we're saying let's go ahead and approve them as recommended.
Okay. So we are going to approve it. Are we all clear? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
So I'm not sure what the procedure is now as far as doing that.
Well, right, we can address that when agenda is called.
Right.
Madam Secretary, if you can. Whenever we do the roll call. Okay. And actually, the one thing you might want to keep in mind with Transit District, you know, a few years ago, before actually you came on board, we used to have several accidents by their buses. And they've done a very good job, and Chancellor has done a very good job working with them in terms of reducing those accidents. And thank God that in last 2 years at least, we have not seen anything, and we need to encourage them that they provide the drivers training, driving on a campus environment, and reduce their speed. So, you know, we can maintain the safety on the campus. So, please keep that in mind.
So that would be item number 17, requesting approval for the Urbana Mass Transit District agreement with the Urbana campus and for the provision of transit services for the faculty, staff, and students in Urbana. The arrangement calls for it, and again, this was approved by student referenda. The fee called for in fiscal year 2010 is an increase of $8 per semester from $38 to $46 per semester, and then for FY 2011, the transportation fee would increase by to $48 per semester, and in 2012 to $50 per semester. Again, this was approved by student referenda. It is a three-year agreement, and those are the dollars involved. And your request for approval of that on a similar basis is requested for item number 17. Item number 18 is unless there's any questions, item number 18, the board in January had a resolution committing to the expansion and renovation of the University Hospital. Item 18 essentially requests us to be able to initiate a revenue bond financing for renovation of the hospital and medical facilities here at the Chicago campus, hopefully using the HSFS security for that financing. But we are asking today for approval to initiate the financing, and also for the financing team that we would propose to use for that. Key members of that financing team that we are proposing are Barclays Capital is the underwriter, Katten Muchin Rosenman is the bond counsel, and Public Financial Management to serve as our financial advisor. All of these are taken from our approved list of providers, professional providers that we have RFP'd for in the past. And so we respectfully request your approval. Clearly, when we are ready to do the financing, we will be back for a full presentation on exactly what we're going to do before we execute the transaction. So this is just asking to initiate the transaction.
Well,
so those are the three.
Thank you for moving this project forward. We have been waiting for some time, I believe that you you are getting the best deal in terms of the team we have selected, and it complies with the procurement process. Is that accurate, Vice President?
No. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comment on hospital? Okay, let's move forward. Purchase recommendation, are you going to take
The purchase recommendations, that's going to be item number 28. This is a recommendation to approve 15 purchases totaling $12,772,787. The purchase recommendations comply with all material respects with the applicable state and federal laws, university statutes, general rules concerning university organization procedure, and board of trustee policies. Of these 15, there are six for the Urbana campus, seven for the Chicago campus, two for university administration. There is one sole source with regard to the Chicago campus. This is with regard to the purchase of some dialysis equipment, specialized dialysis equipment for the medical complex. Where there's a sole manufacturer patent associated with it. All the rest were subject to full competitive bidding processes, and this is the result for purposes of our recommendations for this board meeting.
Any questions on this item? Vice President Knorr, on purchases for Urbana campus, are we putting a good faith effort to buy locally so we can stimulate the local economy?
I believe so, yes, sir.
Thank you. Chancellor?
No, I'm in accord.
Thank you. So now I see our Associate Vice President is ready to move forward with deferred maintenance projects and other items.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Chair and members of the board, items 19 through 25 comprise the university's capital recommendation for today's board meeting. The recommendation is categorized into two deferred maintenance items and five other project items. The recommendation is composed of two AE selections, two project approvals, one CM selection, and one professional service amendment. All items comport with all applicable state and university statutes, rules, and regulations. The capital recommendation has been shared with members of the Buildings and Grounds Committee, and I will proceed expeditiously through the items and stand ready to respond to any questions. Joe? Well, at your desk you also have the placemats as soon as they come up electronically, but I can proceed and the blue waters, right? That's what it looks like.
More consistent.
That's going to harm me. Okay. Thank you. Get some light. Can I get some light?
Not every light. Do it for memory, Mike.
Memory, right.
That's right. Okay.
Item 19, employ architect and engineer for the National History Building Structural Analysis. This is a study for an extensive structural analysis and condition survey to be performed on the Natural History Building. The building is located just off the northeast side of the campus's main quad and is officially listed on National Register of Historic Places. The recommended firm is Hansen Professional Services Incorporated of Springfield, Illinois. The firm's fixed fee for basic service will be $198,690. For supplemental services on an hourly basis, not to exceed $50,090. And for authorized reimbursable expenses, estimated at $1,000. It has a 35% MAFB participation. Next. Item 20 is employ architect and engineers for daily library first floor south renovations at the UIC. On March 2009, the board approved a $3,484,000 remodeling project of the first floor south of the Richard J. Daley Library to develop a Learning's Commons. The Learning's Commons is intended to be a focal point of the Daley Library. It will encompass approximately 15,475 square feet and comprise a high-tech, state-of-the-art interactive learning space. The recommended firm is David Woodhouse Architects, LLC of Chicago, Illinois. The firm's fixed fees for basic services will be $193,000. For supplemental services on an hourly basis, not to exceed $76,000. And authorized reimbursable expenses estimated at $8,000. And the composition, the MAFB composition of the AE team is 27%. Next, item 21. Item 21 is to approve the project for the decommissioning of the research reactor at the Urbana campus. The University of Illinois Advanced Teaching Research Isotope General Atomic Reactor operated from 1960 to 1998. In the late 1980s and early 1990s, facility operation dropped off and a study was performed to look at future uses and advisability of continued operation. The facility has remained in the status of safe store since that time. In the interim, the actual rods were taken out of the facility and moved to an Idaho site in 2004. A site characterization and decommissioning plan was developed in 2005, and that document was approved by the NRC in 2008. Project budget is $4,210,000. It's a gross square feet of $500,000. The deconstruction budget is $3,305,000. The fund sources are institutional funds, operating budget, and state appropriated funds. The next is, I'm going to take a little bit of time here. The next one is approve the project for the College of Medicine Peoria Cancer Research Center. In July 2007, the board approved a resolution in support of an addition to the College of Medicine for the Cancer Center. The University of Illinois Chicago College of Medicine's Peoria Cancer Group, led by Dr. Jesse Rao, is critical to the university's statewide cancer initiative with its unique research. The $9.6 million project, $304 construction cost per square foot, will provide a two-story, 24,000 square foot addition of wet laboratory and office space. The new addition will permit the university to consolidate its strength in cancer research and education. I think the important thing to note here is, as we've talked often about trying to find different ways, different models to do our capital delivery system, this project in and of itself is an example of a new way of trying to do business, of opportunities for us to do business. We have the ability and with the affiliation with a public-private partnership, 501c3 Heartland Partnership in Peoria, will be donating $8 million of the $9.6 million project. This will become a turnkey operation. They will build and they will turn it over to us. As the board approves this project, the next step will then allow us to engage in a memorandum of understanding between Heartland Partnership and the University of Illinois. Not the University of Illinois Foundation, the donation is to the University of Illinois. And in the end, the asset will be under the control of the College of Medicine at Peoria, UIC, and Office of Capital Programs, Legal Counsel, my office, the Heartland Partnership have all been engaged in, I'd say, almost, and the University of the Dean's Office and the Chancellor's Office at UIC. And probably about over a year now, we've been really seriously talking about how will we make this happen. It's very unique. It gives us another alternative, I'm quite frankly very excited about it because I think it's going to give us another arrow in our quiver as we move to capital delivery. And in that, if you give me a moment, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to introduce Jim McConaughey, who is the president and CEO of Heartland Partnership, and Ryan Spain, the managing director of Heartland Partnership. Thank you very much. I look forward to it. And in terms of the board, the board's approvals are here today for project approval, which then initiates our ability to complete the memorandum of understanding. The board will also have design approval, but contracts will not be let through us. It'll be done through the Heartland Partnership as they construct the addition and work with our Office of Capital Programs, University, in terms of making sure standards and designs and expectations are met in a partnership type way. So sometimes you get the opportunity to do something different, and this one is an exciting one, and I think will be helpful to us in the long run.
So, Mr. Best, thank you so much for taking the initiative, and I want to welcome President McConaughey and representative from City of Peoria. Thank you for your support, and I'm going to request our chair of the hospital committee, Trustee Vickery, to say a few things.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, Mike, congratulations on a lot of work. I know you've been working on this for a long time, and a big thank you to the people here today and those involved with Heartland. Bringing a big project to an end. We recently opened a new building on that campus in Peoria. Now we're going to have the Cancer Center. And Mike, you and I have talked, but just a couple things I'd like to mention. Sure. When we get all done there, that need to be cleaned up, and one of them is that parking area out front. That parking area was designed and